It's too hot, lady. Gotta cool this anger. What a mess. Oh, we got the perfect lead in today with this song, huh? It is Too Hot in Catskill. I'm Tom Rowe with the WGXC Afternoon Show, and we're now in our second hour, and it's still hot, and it'll still be hot the next hour, too. But now I'm going to mess up the pronunciation of your name like I promised. Our guest is our latest Waveform artist in residence. Ginebra Raventos. Not even close.
That was perfect. Ginebra Raventos. Really, really close.
I came close. All right. And you also have a collaborator, Emilio Marx, who's around here somewhere, but not quite around here.
Exactly.
And you are here from Barcelona in Spain.
Yeah, that's right.
And what got you to apply for the Waveform residency from Barcelona?
I think that we know this residency for a long time ago, and actually it's not the first time that we were applying to the residency. We know about this project, Waveform and the residency, and we always thought that it's a really cool and amazing space. There are not that much places that are specifically doing sound art and radio art, so it was kind of a really nice place to be there and just meet you all guys and get to know better what's going on. So yeah, we are really happy to be here, and it's even better than what we were imagining from Barcelona.
Except for the heat, but
in Barcelona it's worse.
It's worse, so it's cool here.
Exactly.
So, what kind of work do you usually do? What kind of artist are you?
Okay, I'm a multidisciplinary artist, but mostly I'm working with sound and poetry. So these are my two pillars, if this is a word in English. Yeah, like my two things that are always there when I'm working with. But depending on the project, I also see what the project needs and try to get it. So sometimes that means collaborating with other artists. When I can do it by myself, I also do it by myself. And I'm mostly working with performance and also visual arts and installations, but always having these two things of like trying to see the world through the poetry and through the sound.
What got you interested in poetry and sound first, initially?
I think that's a complicated question. I think that I've been always connected with that since I'm really young, that I really was connecting with the words and stories and meanings and how people explaining things. My grandma used to read, she still reads a lot of poetry, and we used to learn poetry together and blah, blah. So this is something that was always there, but of course when I was growing as an artist, I was more connected, I was realizing more like that I was not that much interested in the poetry written on a paper, which also I am, but the power that the voice has and the words has. Like, and if you think about it, before that the word was printed in a paper, we were just talking and communicating with each other through the voice, and it's a really important tool for all humans, since the first thing that we do when we get birth is to scream or something like that. And it's the first thing that it's we do to communicate with each other, or how our caretakers, for example, sing lullabies when we don't even understand words, but with the voice kind of calm down, they try to calm us or whatever. So, well, there is a lot of things connected with that I'm really fascinated, and I try to investigate them through my projects, but are connected with these words, this world of the word, the voice, and the sound connected with it.
And do you often work with radio, or is this a unique or different situation for you?
This is something that it's more new to me, but like from the past 2 years, I've been more and more interested with it. And last year, I also got the possibility to have a residency in Experimental Sound Studio in Chicago. That also they were they had some radio transmissors, and we were with Emilio. I also went. I'm doing a lot of projects with Emilio in general, and he also is a really good sound engineer and producer, so we work a lot because he also had all these technician skills that helped me to do a lot of develop in a deeper way all my projects. So we went there to record to work on my new album, my new poetry album, and we were using a lot of radio transmissors to pass to record voices through different radios and things like that, and it was something that it got me like definitely really really fascinated, and then I bought some transmissors and started to play a lot with that and working with some doing some installations and so on. But this time in Wavefarm, it's gonna be the time that I'm working with most transmissors and doing like this installation that. We were thinking a lot about it, but I never could develop it because I didn't have the tools. So it's a really cool opportunity to try. And actually, we are enjoying it a lot because it's working much more than what we were imagining. So it's been super cool.
And is it you're interested in the kind of the way the voice sounds differently through the transmission, or are you interested in the way the transmission throws the voice around to different locations?
A bit in both. Like from one side, I really enjoy the aesthetics of it. That you can, in general, I'm always looking for all the possibilities of the textures and possibilities that we can do recording voices and just to create how these layers and these. Yeah, basically these textures or nuances that you can get. So all this, it would be more like an aesthetic part, but also I think there is a also a really poetic part on all this working with the radio and the transmissions and how they are. It's difficult to explain this in English.
it's tough because probably you're learning about how the transmissions work too, and so it's difficult to describe the new concepts that you're running into, maybe?
Definitely. Probably, yes.
What have you discovered since you started playing with the transmitters?
What a question. I don't know what to answer to that.
Or has something surprised you?
I don't know if I really enjoy it. Just the actual act of doing it, like in the sense that it gets really. So it can be kind of complicated sometimes to understand, but then it's like so easy how suddenly. No, espérate, how to say that? I really like the ergonomy. Como how you can be crossing through different frequencies and find things that you were not expecting, but then also catching things that you were expecting because it's the ones that you are transmitting. But I really love like all these layers that are happening there and that they are invisible, but you can just catch them with this tool. I don't know, there is something there that I find it really, really magic and really poetic that maybe I still cannot develop it because I'm still finding out like what is behind, but that it really attracts me.
Do you have a, we ask this question, I think, to almost everybody that we, that comes in resonance. Do you have an early memory with the radio?
Yeah, this is what I was what I was thinking that when I was trying to explain all this, it gave me. Bueno, apart from in my house, they listen radio a lot, like a general thing. But they still do. Like my father, it's a radio addict, and it's like every birthday we give him a birthday as a present, and it's like the best thing that he can get. And he's always falling asleep with the radio and waking up with the radio, and or he has so many different radios. So it's something that it's there. But it was reminding me when we were kids and we were playing with walkie-talkies in the forest, and when I was saying this thing of like that, okay, you are communicating, but suddenly other things that you are not expecting are appearing. It's like as a kid, it's one of the best memories that I had in summer when I was intercepting other conversations or like police connections or just like radios around, and I was like, oh, come on, this kind of, yeah, these invisible things that are appearing. And now that I was explaining that, I was having this memory of like being a kid, summer forest and walkie-talkies.
So have you gone into the woods at Wave Farm with the walkie-talkies? There's plenty of walkie-talkies there.
Yeah, no, because I just had this memory now, but definitely this evening I will, or tomorrow.
Do you want to play? Do you have some work of your own that you want to play? We've been talking about sound, but maybe it's better for listeners to actually hear some sound sometimes to understand what we're talking about.
Definitely. Well, I had plenty of things here because I didn't know what all this conversation would be about. But look, I can show you. First of all, a couple of tracks of my first sound poetry album that it's from 2021. Vale, espera, wait a second.
And do you have while you're queuing that up, do you have a website if people want to look up more information about you while they're listening?
That's really good to see. Yeah, I have a website with its Ginebra Raventós, which is the complicated name. I actually have a link tree where you can find, if you put properly my name, Ginebra Raventós, and everything is going to be there. Also, this maybe it might be the best option. And here I put.
We've got a link on your residency website to acousticheritagecollective.org.
Yeah, this is actually another project that we have, that I have with Emilio and other partners. That it's about acoustic heritage, and what we do is so many different things, but we basically are recording or trying to safeguard things, all kind of things related with sound. So basically, heritage most of the time is connected with visual things or architecture, but the sound part is really forgotten, and it's kind of our mission and goal to try to also rescue this kind of thing. So we are working with impulse responses and collecting the impulse responses of different places. So basically how the reverberation of places sound in a way that even that this building falls apart, you can still keep it. For example, we didn't do that, but when Notre Dame in Paris, the cathedral burned, because they already before had recorded the impulse responses, now they are able to rebuild it also taking...
And make it sound the same way?
Exactly, yeah. For example. Or also, for example, we are doing projects related with Rice project was the industrialization of, the process of industrialization of Catalonia that was really related with all these machines appearing in the city, so they changed the whole sonority of the city and then also the citizens. What we were doing was recording all these machines that now they were disappearing, and that are part of the community memory and so on. So, is that clear? Or?
I think so.
Well, we are doing this kind of thing. This is acoustic heritage. I went to another topic, but I come back to my solo.
Yes, that's what we were trying to talk about, your solo work, and you're going to play our listeners an example of something.
Exactly, which it's called Saturn Behind Us, the Eyes, the Glass, the Boy, the Virgin Act. And...
no 29, diuen que l'univers s'expandeix i no hi ha volta enrere, que ens estem refredant, que mai ens toquem, que mai més ens tocarem. Diuen que no hi ha silenci, que el silenci no existeix aquí, escolta'l. Ara ves a una cambra anecoica i omnífuga, fes el ritme, fes el ritual de l'escorpí, però encercla't amb matèria que t'agradi.
Escolta.
Escolta. El soroll greu és el batec del teu cor.
El brugit agut.
El brugit agut són les teves neurones. Rere el vidre, la gent ronroneja, els vidres ressonen tan greus que no els sents.
Només
el greu de la sang, l'agut del nervi, la matèria que t'abraça.
Dotze.
T'espera. Aquell animal estrany
amb qui ens vestim.
Saturn espera a ella. No, 30. Avui li feies un petó a algú. Es cobria la cara amb les mans, ajuntava els palmells, abaixava el cap en posició de prec i deia Om tare tu tare ture soha. Om tare tu tare ture soha. Com quan la cuina era plena de paneroles i les aixafàvem totes i ja no feia angúnia després d'amagar els cadàvers. Tres, disappear. Mi, nuestra biblioteca, un es un campo minado. Poemes teus, entre tots els altres poemes. Los toco con cautela. En cualquier momento abro una página y todo va a estallar. Som a la fase 4, a l'Àngelus Novus, contemplant la catàstrofe de les anelles. Els llibres, damunt dels llibres. Les runes, sobre les runes. Tres, description. Els batecs del teu cor no s'aturen. El teu cor no sap quan ha de parar i no para. What a wave sounds like.
Ja ho deia.
El nom ens salva. El nom ens trenca totes en masses parts que no sabem recollir. El món ens salva. El nom ens salva. El nom ens trenca totes en masses parts que no sabem recollir. El nom ens salva. Harlem, Christmas card, just your breath beside my ear. Compassar-se amb altres respiracions per descompassar-me de la teva. Compassar-se amb altres respiracions per descompassar-me de la meva. Floto sola a Atos. I algú de nou torna a dir que sovint plora perquè no troba les forces d'estima més enllà de la por. I algú em diu, Pina. Ella diu que és lleugera la decisió d'aquesta fugida d'esmagnetitzar els pols.
21.
Agafa un imant entre les mans d'aquests esfèrics negres. Ara separa'ls molt lentament. Sent la resistència. Sent com t'atravessa el pit i continua expandint-se darrere teu. Fixa't com l'atracció és invisible, com pesa l'aire, com assodifica l'espai entre les dues esferes,
els vols.
Sent l'atracció invisible que vol juntar les dues mans que sostenen les dues esferes de matita negra.
Els vols.
Escolta. Com cedeixes i deixes que xoquin.
Els vols.
Com gruny aquest voler fusionar-se, com grinyola aquest topar-se amb els seus propis límits.
Els vols.
La matèria.
Els vols.
Ara digues que no.
Els vols.
Ara lentament gira les esferes sobre si mateixes, cada una en direcció oposada. Sent
amb els seus
com s'amotinen contra aquest gir fins al silenci. 0,01 graus de gir. 0,02 graus de gir. 0,03 graus de gir. 0,04 graus de gir. 0,05 graus de gir. 0,05
amb els seus propis límits.
Com l'una de l'altra. Escolta com s'empenyen i on deies. Com s'empenyen i on deies. L'una de l'altra.
All right, you're listening to the WGX The Afternoon Show. I'm Tom Rowe, and we're here with Ginebra Raventos. I have to say it as quickly as I can so I don't stumble over it. A poet and sound artist and current Wave Farm artist in residence, and that piece was by you?
Yes, this was a sound poem that is from my latest album, which is called Saturn Behind Us, The Eyes, The Glass, The Void, The Virgin Act.
And that, when did that come out?
When?
Yeah.
Ah, sorry, 2021. Yes.
And where can people find that? Is it on Bandcamp or
yes,
Spotify or
exactly.
YouTube? Or
it's in Bandcamp, yes. So if you manage to put my name in Bandcamp, which is Ginebra Raventos de Volart, it has the second name in Bandcamp. Now I'm realizing that it's not the best idea for making people arrive there. But yeah, it's where you can find it. Also in my link tree that I where it's also link tree and my name, Ginebra Raventos, you can find this Bandcamp link. So maybe it's easier.
And does that the album that song comes from, did it have a theme or an idea behind it?
Yeah, definitely. This album came out from an exploration around the idea of Saturn, the idea of Saturn as a planet, but also the archetype, like mythology, and also so I was looking for all the different angles related with Saturn in astronomy, astrology, mythology point of view. Saturn is the in a mythologic point of view, an astrologic point of view is the planet or the archetype related with the things that like the structure. So it's the one that it's getting the structure of our life. So also it's the one that it's giving us the limits. And there is a thing that in astrology it's called, let's see in English, the return of Saturn, that is basically every 29 years Saturn is in the same position exactly that it was when you were born. So when the planet is there, theoretically things in your life have a big massive change. So the things that are not supposed to be like they are disappearing. So it's connected with a lot of destroy and and chaos, but at the same time, it's a lot of things getting ascended. And actually, I started investigating this because of this that I'm explaining now, that I was doing a small exhibition with some friends about this topic, and I got so fascinated about all what was behind Saturn that I ended up doing all this project. And basically, it's written in a way that it's like a origin myth, like how the world is created. And I was so fascinated about Saturn rings that they are made out, but there is a lot of theories how these rings were formed, but all of them are related with a lot of violence, because theoretically Saturn is attracting with the gravity moons or meteorites, or there is a lot of theories that are crashing against Saturn or against each other, and that makes all these small parts that became the rings that we see so beautiful from the images of NASA or whatever. But in there is a lot of violence and things getting destroyed and blah, blah, blah. So I was really attracted with this double thing of being so pretty but at the same time so violent and horrible inside. And so many other things that are in the poem, but yeah. And the thing is that because it was I wanted to make it as an origin myth, everything is about different voices and so many different layers of people saying things. So I most of the things, well, I was of course writing a lot of things, but I was also grabbing a lot of things from science books or from the news or from my friend or whatever, and I was creating all these layers. And all what you have heard, it's just my voice, so process it and with layers, but the point was that not using any other instrument or any other recording, that just only my voice and all what we can do with textures and so on. And it was also produced with Emilio Marx, that it's here around.
And that somewhere in Catskill.
Somewhere in Catskill you can find him. Exactly. So, yeah.
And is that representative of your most of the sound work you do, or is that everything is very different, conceptual, or?
I can show you something different.
Sure.
And you can judge by yourself.
Yeah, and listeners can too.
Exactly. You all listeners.
Yes.
For example, I can show you, mira, this is a totally different project. That it's called Journey to the Center of the Sound. This one,
the sun or the sound?
Journey to the Center of the Sound.
Sound. I was wondering if we're going to a different planet. We went to Saturn first, and then I thought you said the sun, but sound.
That would be good, actually, but no. And this project came out, it's a project that I did with Emilio Marx, and that is it's here in Catskill Brown, Joan Lavandeira, and Edgardo Gomez. And the four of us, we went to Iceland to do a project actually related with Acoustic Heritage Collective to safeguard some other thing that you can find in our website. But to not make it longer, we had one free day, and we realized that in Iceland is where happens the book of Julio Verne, Jules Verne, Journey to the Center of to the Earth. And where theoretically the main character gets into the Earth, into the center of the Earth, was through a volcano that actually exists in Iceland. So we were like, okay, why don't we go for an excursion to this volcano, because actually it exists. So we took all our tools, like all our recording tools, and we started this haha journey that became a really big thing for us, because so many things happened then, and it was like, you know, this deep vast nature that is in Iceland, and really strange weather, and so with this immensity and all these amazing sounds that we found around. So we end up creating this piece that is an immersive narrative piece that we compose after this trip, using all the field recordings that we recorded, and also poetry that I wrote after all this process, and sharing our diaries and sharing our experience with the three other colleagues. And we asked them, to different artists, to read these poems in order to put it on the on the piece and the composition. And the part that you're going to listen now, it's from Barbara Hell, that actually she's from New York, if I'm not wrong, but she's living in Barcelona. And the music is from Hoarfrost, that it's a band that Emilio Marx and Joan Lavandeira has. So I'm going to share it.
We died today. 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 There was a volcano alert on the island. Nothing could be done. Nothing could save us. At 2 o'clock in the morning, something old and violent that already bubbles would accumulate pressure, move soil, crack the earth's crust, tear the rock. It would be fissure. And from an unknown point of that ground, lava would gush, flood everything, and no one would do anything to save us. We wouldn't do anything to save us. Just waiting and wondering, when the boiling river reaches me, will I be the one to melt until I disappear? Or am I so cold that when the lava grazes me, it will turn black, it will harden, it will stand still? It will freeze static in its exact form from when it touched that frozen body of mine. For an instant. Before larger boiling rivers pass over and take all of us. We died today. 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 We died today.
We died.
We died.
We died today.
We died today.
We died today.
We died.
We died.
We died today.
We died today.
We died.
We died today.
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 We died.
We died today.
We died.
There was a volcano alert on the island.
We died today.
Nothing could be done.
Today.
Nothing could save us.
We died today.
At 2 o'clock in the morning, something old and violent.
We died today.
Already bubbles with accumulated pressure. Move soil. Crack the earth's crust.
We died.
Tear the rock.
We died.
It would be fissure.
We died.
And from an unknown point of that ground, lava would flood everything.
We died today.
And no one would do We wouldn't do anything to save us. Just waiting and wondering. When the boiling river reaches me, will I be the one to melt until I disappear? Or am I so cold that when the lava grazes me, it will turn black, it will harden, it will stand still. It will freeze static in its exact form from when it touched that frozen body of mine. For an instant, before larger boiling rivers pass over and take all of us.
Right now, we are the guardians of the aurora, in case the dust and the particles want to hit our eyes.
Itri Tunga.
Yitri Tunga.
Infinite wind.
Infinite
running towards
wind.
The seal, suddenly, being far
running
away from everything,
seals,
from everything, the world out to sea.
Everything.
How did I get
everything.
Here? And how do I get back?
To sea.
Omen of the whale bones, memories of Elta.
And how do I get back? Omen of the whale bones, memories of Elta. A stab in the nose. It was dismembered.
Each act is virgin. Even the repeated act. Each act is virgin, 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 even the repeated act. Each act is virgin.
All right, we're listening with Ginebra Ventos.
Perfect, yes.
What did we just hear?
Okay, we just heard a part of Journey to the Center of the Sound. And then 1 minute of my solo album, Saturn Behind Us, The Eyes, The Glass, The Void, The Virgin Act. The Journey to the Center of the Sound, that is a composition with Emilio Marx, Joan Lavandeira, and Edgardo Gomez. And we were hearing the voices of Barbara Hell. And yeah, now I can share a track from my new album that I'm going to be releasing, luckily, this year. So it's a premix that I'm also working with Emilio. Emilio Marx is producing it. And in this part is that I'm going to play, it's connected with what I'm doing here in my residency and what I'm going to show on Saturday in Wave Farm.
You're performing Saturday at 1 o'clock, or
that's correct.
At Wave Farm, yeah, people can come out and see you do. It's called Voices in Transmission: Immersive Radio Phantom Words.
Exactly. So this is it's connected with an investigation that I've been doing about phantom words, which, if you are not familiar with that, it's a psychoacoustic effect that Diana Dodge describes in his book. Sorry, now I cannot remember. Phantom Illusions. Now I'm confused. Sorry. I will let you know before after the song properly. But the thing is that this is a psychoacoustic effect that it's like a pareidolia. This is, for example, the same that happened when we observe the clouds and we can't recognize figures in the clouds, even though that they are random figures. But sometimes we can see clearly an elephant or a house or a mountain. So that also occurs with sound and voices. And what phantom words are is that when we are listening repeatedly voices, the same voice repeated, for example, two syllables, for example, hello, and low, hello, hello, low, hello. Now I will put you an example better. You will start listening to things that are not actually said. So you will somehow don't recognize anymore what is actually being said by speakers, and you will start listening clear other words that basically are illusions, and they are just happening in your mind. And these most of the time are connected with how you are feeling, or what's going on around, or what you were thinking before, or some things of your experience, etc. And this is something that is a phenomenon that it's really fascinating, but I use it in a poetic way in my album to talk about how the voice and the words sometimes help us to get really close to the other and to communicate, but sometimes we cannot escape from ourselves and we get stuck in our own prejudices or in our own ways of thinking world, so I cannot listen to you anymore, I'm listening to myself. And what I'm gonna do now is to show an example of these phantom words that can occur. It's gonna be 3 minutes of some sound repetitions, so I recommend you to just let it flow and try to focus on what are you listening, if you are listening some words.
And you're looking for contributions too at waveform.org/phantom. People can send you their own phantom words. Is that what you want?
Yeah, that would be lovely, because during this investigation, what I'm also doing is asking people to see what they are actually listening in order to collect all the information. So it would be lovely if you can do it. Also, on Saturday, this website is going to be open, and I'm going to be playing tones of different phantom words, so you can also contribute them. So here is an example. I hope you enjoy. Wait a second. Here it's going. Okay, 1 second, this is here.
Dijo Ben, hablemos de cosas que se cortan.
Esto es fractal.
Dijo Ben, hablemos de cosas que se cortan. Dije,
esto es fractal.
Dijo Ben, diseccionemos
este espacio.
Dije,
¿qué pasa cuando cortas lo fractal?
Dijo, hablemos de cosas que se cortan. Dije, esto es
fractal.
Dijo Ben, mira ahora.
Estamos
dijo, hablemos de cosas que
se cortan.
Dije, esto es
fractal.
Se dobla.
Dijo
Ben, mira ahora.
Estamos en todos estos lugares a la vez.
Dije, esto es
fractal.
Se dobla, dijo Ben.
Arruguemos el espacio entre nosotros.
Dijo cosas
que no se podían.
Dijo cosas
que no se podían. Dijo
cosas que no se podían. Dije, esto
no se puede.
que esto no se puede. Lian
dijo cosas que no se podían.
All right. Tune in Saturday for more Voices in Transmission Immersive Radio Phantom Words. That was a sort of sample of what Saturday might sound like.
Yes, this is a track from my last album that I'm preparing for this year, which is called Images of Silence, Vertigo, Phantom Limb, and Ecstasy. And this was an example of phantom words. On Saturday, we will be hearing this kind of phantom words, but all the words that we will be using are going to be made from a bank that we are creating this week, just made out of radio pieces that we have been recording and collecting. And it's going to be 8 different transmissions happening at the same time. So it's going to be with much more textures and nuances. And I think it's going to be really interesting. So.
And people can make contributions. Go to wavefarm.org/phantom and leave your phantom words there at wavefarm.org/phantom, or come out Saturday, and the platform will be open for contributions then too while you're performing at 1 p.m. Saturday?
Exactly.
1 p.m. Saturday at Wavefarm. We've got 10 seconds left.